Blog Talk Radio.
Well, howdy do, folks, fellow informants. You're tuned in. We'll be talking about the Red Tide meeting from last night here in Inglewood, Florida. Stay tuned. Well, today is August 25th, 2018, which is our wedding anniversary. 1 year. And September 7th is our daughter's due date, baby Zara. So we had, let's see first what's going on. Most of you probably have heard right now, Senator McCain has passed away, 81 years old. And it's a shame, but that's the process of life. We know he was a serviceman. Well, let's get into this Red Tide meeting here in Florida, Inglewood, Florida, last night. We had a lot of biologists and politicians. We had good old Bruce Nathan was there. We had Garrett Stewart from the Captain Planet Project, one out of three algae scientist in the nation, one of 50 in the planet, Garrett Stewart. Not that I agree with everything about that. We'll get into that. But you can understand there's solutions, there's politics, and there's money. And, you know, those three don't often always go together or always fight each other. So in case you've been living under a rock or been indoctrinated by the mainstream media and don't know what's going on down here in Florida, we've got a red tide and algae crisis. The water here, especially in Southwest Florida, is contaminated. And they may not tell you that. Your real estate agent, your travel agent, your hotel resort down here may not tell you the truth, folks. It's a cyanobacteria. There's five different bacteria. It's contaminating the water from the water releases of Lake Okeechobee. And don't let them tell you anything else, because that is what it is. And even if they clean the stuff up, or if you're coming down in after October, November, December, into next year, you know, the algae is not going to be blooming. It's an algae bloom because of the hot temperatures, the humidity, everything the algae needs to grow. Now, I'm not a scientist. I don't claim to be. I'm just a Floridian. And I see this thing firsthand. I see it the day one when it started coming in. But we got an awful mess on our hands here because of the elected officials in charge, Governor Rick Scott, Senator Bill Nelson. You know, these people that are in the, Big Sugar's got them. Mosaic paying off all these big fertilizer companies. Now, let's talk about Garrett Stewart. As I said, he's one of three scientists in the nation that specializes in algae, and he happens to be here in Florida. And he's got a solution, all right. It's called duckweed. So we get rid of the algae problem. We'll have a duckweed problem over there on Lake Okeechobee, which I guess is better than the algae. So basically, the algae bloom is due to all of the agriculture around Lake Okeechobee that's dumping the fertilizers, the phosphates, the nitrates into the lake, along with all the waste, the sewage that's going in there, creating a cesspool of contaminated water. And we're talking billions of gallons of water. To be precise, it's 2 billion a day that's flowing off into the Caloosahatchee, about a billion gallons over to the East Coast. That's a lot of water, folks. Every day. And they're also spraying Hydrothal 191, better known as Roundup. to combat the algae problem here in Florida. So that's what, you know, it just gets me mad when you get all these, you know, realtors and taking these pictures. Oh, our water's fine. Come here to Florida. You have nothing to worry about. There's nothing over here. It's clear water as far as your eye can see. You know, I can take you out to my marina. I can take a photo in an angle that looks, the water looks like water. Now, when you tilt the camera down, you can see all the green and the yellow algae that's on top of the water and the particleization that's in the water. Despite their efforts of spraying, whether by helicopter or by boat, by airboat, you know, there's all sorts of stuff I put up on my Facebook page. And that's Will Zariski on Facebook. I am Cape Coral PI. I think the link is on the show page. Cape Coral PI on Twitter. Will Zariski, Instagram. Check it all out, folks. I got all the pictures there. My wife on her account, Michaela Zariski, she's got it on her Facebook as well. Check it all out. You got all of the groups on Facebook talking about it here. South Florida Water Project. Toxic 18, a lot of these groups. And the mainstream media is trying to downplay it. Now, again, as I've said over and over, there's a difference between the red tide and the algae bloom. And the red tide is something that can that has been created naturally, but with the algae bloom, it exacerbates it, and it makes it worse. And you have people that even breathing it in are getting health problems and breathing problems and serious health concerns. The main concern would probably be the long-term effect of it, the ALS, the Alzheimer's, damage to the neurological system. That's what we're dealing with. So this Captain Planet Project, Stuart Garrett, one thing I do not agree with him on, and I won't get into a whole lot. I've got my theories on him, and I've got to do a little bit more research. But hearing what he says out of his mouth when he's telling us we have a population problem, I disagree. You go out to Lake Okeechobee from the East Coast, from the West Coast. There's plenty of land out there. Nobody's living on it. The problem is people like to migrate into one general region, making it appear like there's a population problem when there's not. You can't blame this algae problem on folks that want to fertilize their yard when we're talking about 2 billion gallons coming into the Coosahatchee each day. It doesn't even compare. I mean, you got a few hundred thousand people here in Cape Coral alone, and how many percent of that do you really think are fertilizing their lawn? Even if you take half of that, it doesn't compete with the 2 billion gallons of water that's coming in, the contaminated water. So I have taken it upon myself and a small team to go out to the lake. Now, we had planned to do that today. However, Southwest Florida, every afternoon is a monsoon. Now, I know they tell you that, but a lot of people don't come here in the summer, but it's like, oh, these horrible storms come. And it's like you would think a hurricane was here. And it's just an afternoon thunderstorm. We see it every day here in the summer. All of the seasonal folks here don't know, but the locals, they'll tell you about them legendary thunderstorms here in Southwest Florida every single afternoon in the summer. Yeah, they're pretty bad here. And due to the thunderstorms, we didn't get to go out to the lake. So I've got two missions. One mission is to collect some soil and water samples. I have a nitrate kit, test kit here. I've got another one kit here. And we, you know, what we plan on doing is getting some of the runoff water directly from the source. If it tests positive for nitrate, well, there you go. It's a pretty simple test, and the soil as well. The second mission is to promote the only man. I talked about this in my last podcast. The only man worthy of the governor of Florida would be Bruce Nathan. You know, we got to get these millionaire politicians, and I'm talking about Rick Scott. I'm talking about Bill Nelson, old Bernie Sanders wannabe. They're already millionaires. Now you got to ask yourself, why in the hell would a millionaire want to run for an office that just pays what, like $100,000+ a year? For the power. For the power, folks. That's what it comes down to. And to control. Power and control. For those who are really in power. Mosaic. Big Sugar. I gave you the statistics on my last show. Putnam at over $9 million of Big Sugar donations. So last night, my wife and I, after the Red Tide meeting, we came back into Cape Coral and we strategically put some of Bruce Nathan's signs over by the voting booths. Got to get the word out about this guy. He's the only one that I know who's not bought and paid by Big Sugar. He's an Army vet, physical therapist. He's got experience. He's got the discipline of the military and a heart of a humanitarian. This is a bad situation here, folks. I wish you knew how bad. Even some of the locals here don't know. But funny enough, at the meeting last night, the Red Tide meeting in Englewood, Florida, there was only two people that I gladly, after the meeting, I thanked personally. There was a lady in the audience that when some of the biologists got up to speak, she said, "Hey, got $125,000 for Mosaic." Fell on deaf ears. They tried to shut her up. She was 100% correct. They're saying, well, yeah, we did take some money from Big Sugar, but we tell them what our test results are. Yeah. You're still taking money. What have you done with it? The reservoirs, the money that was for that 8 to 10 years ago, unaccountable. And then there was a guy from the South Florida Water Movement. I can't think of his name now. If you go on my Facebook page, I streamed the whole thing live. He was a gentleman wearing the black hat there. The only guy that had the hat on. He did not like the fact that these scientists were taking money. Now back to Garrett Stewart. He worked for Monsanto. And to me, that says it all. The indoctrination, the philosophy that he wants to bring to the meeting are exactly that of a big corporation like Monsanto. I don't have his whole bio. We've been very busy. My wife is doing some researching on that, on Stuart Garrett of Captain Planet Project. Hey, you know, the guy seems likely. He seems nice enough. But I've been around the block, and to me, he seems like a CIA op. Just going to say it, just going to put it out there. That's what it seems to me. I mean, there's an agenda, folks. You know, this is a guy that supports climate change. This is a guy that was talking about global warming. All of the indoctrination signs are there. But, you know, he did come up with a solution. Sounds like a name you'd call somebody. Hey, duckweed, come here. But, yeah, we don't have an algae problem. We'll have a duckweed problem. Now, you know, I did ask him about if he proposed this to the powers to be, and he said he did. And we still don't see any funding for it. We still have a lot of meetings. We still have no answers. And speaking of that, tomorrow at Mat Lachey, Florida, there's another Water March protest, 1 p.m. in Mat Lachey, Florida, tomorrow. So if I can get my scrawny butt up in the morning at the butt crack of dawn, we're going to get over there. I've got a small team. We've got a drone. We want to go out there, back over to the lake, put some of the Nathan signs up, get some soil water samples, fly the drone around, get back, go to the water meeting, come back. And I'm supposed to have a water dynamics expert, Douglas Campbell, on the show. I tried to have him on my live stream tonight. He's in South Africa, so I don't know what the time it is over there. I didn't look and try to get him on tonight, but I guess he must have went to sleep. Not really sure, but we'll try to get him on tomorrow night. Again, my Facebook, I'll live stream it. Will Zariske, Z-A-R-I-S-K-E. I'm putting it all out there, kind of guy I am, because I don't give a, you know what, and this is more important to me living here in Florida, because honestly, folks, it is so bad that, I mean, it's at that point that we really should get the hell out of here. I'm just saying. They have, this is probably the worst crisis Florida has ever seen. Let's put it that way. If you haven't seen the videos, there are dead manatees, dead sea turtles, dead fish, Goliath groupers, washing up dead. And that just doesn't happen naturally. And we're talking in the thousands. We're talking one marina took out 60 tons of algae. Think about that for a minute. It's a bad situation. So Douglas Campbell, the water dynamics expert out of South Africa, talks about a supernova red tide. I hope he's wrong about that. I'd like to hear what he has to say about it. He's been messaging me, but it's just the times. Times to do these shows. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of money. Not only do the weather not permit us from going out to the lake today, I had to put a new battery in, a new alternator, after just having a month ago put in I put a water pump in because it broke down when I was in Boca Raton, Florida. So we did a water pump there with a mobile mechanic, and then we had to put a radiator in. And this is all while I'm funding this myself. So if you folks want to donate, FundMe is on the show page. Please help. It's a very, very worthy cause, very important. There's nobody funding me. I have no sponsors. I'm doing this on my own. I wish you understood how important this really is. So hopefully I'll get Douglas Campbell on tomorrow. Hopefully we'll make the Matt Lachey protest tomorrow, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., weather permitting, I guess. A lot of stuff happening. If I get those samples, which I was told when we get the soil and when we get the water samples, we have to make sure that the tops of the mason jars are secured tightly because there's some gases that can actually pop those lids off. That's how toxic this stuff is. The computer malfunctioned. I'm not sure. Can we go to commercial, Kayla, or are you on the switchboard? All right, I'm going to take a quick break. We come back, I'll talk some more rhetoric here about the state of Florida. You are listening to The Informant. I'm your host, William Zariske. Will Zariske on Facebook. Stay tuned.
Spiritual Warfare and Paranormal Activity, book 225th Street, Patrick Meekin. He's just released the prequel, Nightmare in Holmes County. This controversial book will bring you face to face with the reality of spiritual warfare and expose hidden secrets that the forces of darkness use to control and destroy people's lives. Nightmare in Holmes County, available now on Amazon. Check it out. Hey folks, Will ZPI inviting you to check out Christian rapper Ninja Scroll on the official ninjascroll.webs.com.
My video, no coincidence. I'm Ninja Scroll. Peace out.
September 11th is the 254th day from the beginning of the year.
2 plus 5 plus 4 equals 11.
I didn't do it. I'm innocent, I tell you.
Sure you are, Charlie. That's why I call the professionals at W&W Solutions.
When you need the evidence you're looking for, visit willzpi.com, a full-service investigation agency. Background checks, computer and cell phone forensics, surveillance, bug sweeps, and more. That's willzpi.com. Get the answers today at willzpi.com. License number 8280088. May just be a little less expensive than you think.
We are back. You're listening to The Informant. I'm your host, Will Zariski. We are talking about the algae bloom, the red tide here in Southwest Florida. And yes, it is a serious situation. And yeah, you know, you laugh. Some of the commercials I made. Actually, I talked to the author of 225th Street there. You heard the commercial, Patrick Meekin. I talked to him through Messenger tonight. My wife and I have fun making some of the commercials there for our website, www.willzpi.com. I am a licensed investigator taking on cases in Southwest Florida. Also researching all of this crisis going on here in Florida on my own time, on my own dime. I have a very, very small team, very limited funds I'm doing this on. If you'd like to donate, the GoFundMe is on the show page. Also my Facebook, Will Zariski. Please check it out, folks. Yeah, I'm sitting here talking, you know, algae and red tide and the problem it is. And the mainstream media is not talking about it. The only way you're really getting this information is through people that are living here near the water that can see it. I could get into some descriptions of the stuff that would turn your stomach. And the video is out there if you know where to look for it. If you're on, if you got some friends down in, say, the Sarasota area, Fort Myers Beach area, there's even maggots that are on the beach in the sand. We've never had that before, you know, with all the dead fish coming up. Got a video tonight from Captain Bob, Bob's Boat Rides. I swear, it was about a foot thick of this green sludge was in his back dock. I don't even know what to say about that. I don't even know what that is. Because I know at the during the Army Corps of Engineers meeting at the Cape Coral Yacht Basin, it smelled like rotten cabbage. It was disgusting. And I'm glad it was that day because there was a lot of people there for that event. And I can't believe how much they're covering this up. They're so concerned about the tourism, the real estate market. I mean, who wants to, you know, have a $3,500 mortgage and in their backyard they've got green slime? Now, a lot of the folks that are inland, this may not affect them as much. It's mainly the people that are living on boats that have docks in their backyard. And you got to understand, this is the waterways that are connected to the Coosahatchee. If you're in a canal way that's not connected where the locks are coming in at, you probably won't be affected by the algae bloom. So it's very sporadic. Up in a panhandle, I've heard it's very clear. There's no problem up there right now. I don't think there will be up there. You know, you go up towards Jacksonville, St. Augustine. I haven't heard anything there. We were just over in Boca not too long ago. We didn't make it out to the beach, but we didn't hear any reports there either. So it's particularly the Southwest Florida area is where the algae bloom and the red tide predominantly are. And that's because realistically, this was part of the Everglades. I feel this should never have been an inhabited place. But, you know, developers, they got to build the house. Come build it. They'll come. I got this idea. We'll buy all this land. We'll put all these houses on there. Right next to me, when this first happened, I was laughing my ass off because they actually built a $250,000 house on a freaking man-made canal here in Cape Coral. I'm going, who the hell would buy that, man? And I guess a lot of people, they were marketing. Cape Coral got $1 million to market every year. And they're marketing to people in Germany, people up north. And they were really buying these houses. And when you look at the real, and you know, cost of this and the property, the land, because it's mainly just over a lot of it down here is rock quarry, limestone, and man-made canals on a sandbar. And I guess people pay that mighty dollar to be in the sunshine. I don't know. But there's other places to go, man. Texas is a big state. And once you see people moving out there, I understand why nobody really wants to go to California, damn liberal state over there, and they'll kill you with all their rhetoric and all the fires, by the way. But we got our big problems here in Florida, Southwest Florida. We're trying to address this. Bruce Nathan is the man. If you're listening to this in Florida, please vote for him. Not only does he have a five-point solution for this algae red tide problem, he supports the legalization of medical marijuana, Second Amendment rights, open carry, and he wants to have satellite offices. He is the most accessible politician there is in America, and he challenges anyone to try to get a hold of your congressman. Which I've done. I've been over this rhetoric. I've contacted Francis Rooney. I actually met him. Governor Rick Scott. Bill Nelson, all these guys, they don't care. They don't care. This guy, Bruce Nathan, does. And that's just how it is. It's really sad, the situation that we, the people, have allowed us to be in. But I guess people would rather be going with their last paycheck, going over to the bar or playing video games or watching movies or who knows what. Instead of focusing on, well, you better start thinking about your children and your children's children and the future of this ecosystem in Florida, where we live. You would think that would be the situation, folks, but of course, it all falls on deaf ears. Well, I think that's enough of me ranting tonight. Folks, this is a situation is very serious. There's so many other things I could talk about. But this is a very big concern here in Southwest Florida. Check me out on Facebook. I'm telling you, I'm doing a lot of live streaming there. You'll check that Red Tide meeting out. I've got algae updates, a lot of other stuff on there. Will Zariski on Facebook. Cape Coral PI on Twitter. Check me out. All of the links are there. I've got some links on the show page here, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Facebook. And my wife's Facebook, Michaela Zariski. Until next time, folks, God bless. Take care. Join us next time on The Informant, the Radio PI Network, Blog Talk Radio. Visit us on Twitter, Cape Coral PI, Will Zariski on Facebook, and my website, www.willzpi.com. God bless.